T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all 3 locations at ShorkeyKia.com. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, Bob, I need some optimism about college football. Now I see the Patriot League has become the second league to it's just canceling all of its fall sports. The Ivy League said it wasn't going to have football or fall sports and maybe try next spring. Now the Patriot League is saying it. The Big Ten and Pac-12 are saying they're only going to play conference schedules. The other 3 Power 5 conferences are expected to be followed suit. The SEC AD's meeting today, their commissioner Greg Sankey is saying the reality is things look bleak for the college football season at this point. You tell me you have a reason for optimism. Please, I'm begging for it at this point.
Well, I'm trying to be optimistic, and I realize it's a challenge given what you're dealing with college campuses. Number one, most of them have said when students return to the fall semester. That could very likely mean virtually, not in person, in a lot of these big-time schools. And if that's the case, it would limit the amount of contact a lot of these players would have. I think it's always going to be difficult to monitor what a 20-something-year-old does, a teenager, 19 years old, 20, whatever. I mean, they're going to – obviously, they don't listen as much as they should in situations like this, but you do have a chance if you don't have people on campus, if that's the way it's going to be, to get them in more of a quarantine situation so that they can – play if they want to play. And I think most of the people I've seen say they want to play. So these conferences now have eliminated non-conference games. That does take away some big-time games crossing over conference to conference, big, you know, Power Five. But I do think, given what they're trying to do without fans, and I should point out that Heather Light, Pitt Athletic Director, on our Living Room Sports Show the other night, says she still expects to have fans. We saw at the Riverhounds game yesterday in Louisville, they had fans, but they were separated socially. They had masks, from what I could tell. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them did. So we'll see if that has any kind of success or does it, you know, spur an outbreak in Louisville. That's going to be something we have to watch. But I do think they're going to try to play these games, whether it's 10. I think at that point, a bigger issue becomes what happens after that, if you can get those in. You have 5 Power 5 conferences. You need more than 5 teams if each of them has a conference champion. And I think that's the way you have to go about setting up a playoff, that you have 6 teams. You pick an at-large team, and then you have 6. You offer a bye for the first 2, 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5, you move on. Now, all of this is predicated on controlling numbers here. So, as always, Ron, I'm just trying to make a case that they're going to try. Whether or not it's successful or not, I don't know. But I would love to see that happen, because for those who think that if you move everything to the spring, it's just going to be fine, we don't know that, number one. But number two, football would never be able to do it, because you'll lose guys like Trevor Lawrence. You're going to lose how many hundreds of people who want to get ready for the NFL draft. And then why would you, as a player, risk injury in the spring for a potential multi-million dollar payday?
Oh, there's no way they can play major college football in the spring. You're absolutely right. These kids, most of them, don't want to play into January. They want to get ready for the draft. And, you know, apparently they've talked to the NFL about maybe moving the draft back. I don't think the NFL is going to be interested in moving the draft back, Bob. So and I'm even reading out there now that there's some players that saying agents are suggesting players aren't even going to try to play this year. They're just going to bag this last year and get ready for the draft next spring, that they don't want to take a chance on getting sick. They don't think the season's going to be played anyway. I don't know. I just, you know, college kids, you're asking them, if you do have them on campus, to, you know, not go to the bars, not have social activities. You know, that's what college is about. I don't know how disciplined they are going to be. And the other factor for me, Bob, is, you know, the pros have people looking out for them. They have unions. They have money for testing.
Right.
I don't know that the players are going to be tested as much as they should. And who's going to be looking out for their best interests? Is it going to be the coaches?
No.
Is it going to be the athletic directors? I mean, they don't have a union in the colleges. And when somebody like Yankee comes out, or Sankey comes out and says, you know, things are looking really bleak at this point, that really turns my head, you know, because, you know, these are the guys, the power brokers, who are starting to realize they're running out of time here if they're going to have a college football season.
No, I agree. It does not sound encouraging, but I got to believe they're going to try and do their best, at least to try and see where it takes them. There's too much money involved in this, and I think that's what it comes down to as well. And you can argue that money should not matter, but it does matter. It funds every other sport. We've already seen what happens at Stanford, and other universities now are cutting out sports because they can't afford it. At least they think they can't afford it. They have some endowment money, but most of that money is earmarked for athletic you know, opportunity. So I got to believe that they're going to do everything they can to try to do it and even include fans down the road. I, Heather Lyke seemed very, very at least willing to consider all options when it comes to fans down the road. I don't know what down the road means. I don't know how many games in. It all changes, you know, really week to week, month to month. But I think they're going to give it a go. How they succeed is anyone's guess.
You see, the Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, tested positive, is self-quarantining. The virus knows no favorites, does it? That's for sure.
No. No, it doesn't. And, you know, generally, it seems like this strain of it, it's very different than what we saw in March or February, Ron. It seems like it's far more contagious, but it's not as deadly generally, although it's still, anytime you have people in ICU units, you got to take that seriously, and you should. But I don't know. I don't even think the people in charge, the epidemiologists, really have a handle on this yet, because they call it a novel coronavirus, because it is just that, it's new, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how they deal with it. So I don't know. I'm just hopeful, just because I think sports is an important part and component of American life. People love it. It's a way to not think about this stuff day in and day out like we've done here for 4 months. And that's why I'm optimistic that at least these sports can start. And if they finish, they finish. If they don't, hey, at least you tried.
Well, there's no doubt they're going to try. I read somewhere where the Tuscaloosa, Alabama mayor said if there's no Alabama football, it'll cost the city $2 billion this year. So you damn well know they're going to be trying. But then they're up against something like this. I just saw yesterday. I haven't seen the latest numbers today, but they said Florida, 15,300 new cases from Saturday night into Sunday. They just opened Disney World down there. You know, the NBA's in the bubble down there. I guess MLS is in the bubble down there. It just makes me wonder, Bob, you know, the SEC, when their commissioner says things are looking bleak, where their teams are located in the SEC, they've been the hardest hit. And it's going to be very difficult to get it up and running, I think, again, when there's nobody really looking out for these kids in mind.
Right, and I think the kids largely have been, you know, the problems with this resurgence of the virus, at least its contagion, because we've seen pictures. People are having COVID parties. I mean, come on. We were both young. We did stupid thing. I don't know if I'd do anything like that, Ron. Having a COVID party to find out who can get and contract this disease. When you have that sort of thinking going on and people don't stop, it's going to lead to these sort of numbers blowing up. And they need to, you know, I think generally people who are older, who understand what's at stake here, can mitigate more. They'll stay inside. They'll limit their contact. I think kids are a problem. And that goes to your theory that this is going to be difficult to make college kids sit around and do nothing while they don't play football.
I think it's going to be really hard. Maryland, by the way, the latest major college team to suspend its off-season program. It had 9 people associated with the football program, not necessarily all players, but 9 people testing positive. Bob, when we come back, I want to continue the college football talk and talk about Notre Dame a little bit. What do you do if you're Notre Dame and these leagues are only playing conference schedules? We'll talk about that next. It's Ron Cook and Bob Pompeiani here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.